me. You know you're wrong every time I come your way. You're always gone, why you gotta play with me? You know you're wrong every time I come your way. You're always gone, why you gotta play with me?
Who's up? Who's down?
Caleb, can you just talk as me so that I can have my words through your voice?
It's so deep. Radio voice? It is kind of deep.
You have such a good voice.
Since we're a little bit late on this, you are listening to I Wish You Could See This from 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And God, I really wish you could see this. And,
oh my gosh, it's a good one.
Caleb's so tall.
I'm really tall tonight. this is our second show. Let me put this music down.
Well, it's my first show.
Okay,
also,
sorry.
My first show.
This is the second show.
It's most of our first
of
show.
Season two.
Yeah.
I'm never
going to be Erica.
Let's go. Let's introduce ourselves again. So we have
William. Hello.
And we have Erica.
And I'm Caleb.
And I'm Ryan. And he has this beautiful radio voice that he just loves. I don't know. How are you guys?
You know, I'm pretty good, Caleb.
Really?
Thanks for asking.
How was your night?
I had a really, really nice night.
Oh, that's good to hear. Hey, yeah. Will, what mic are you on? I'm worried you're too quiet.
I'm on 4. It sounds like I'm in the distance.
It does. You're all the way up.
Yeah, I'd prefer it that
way.
Wow.
Maybe you could share a mic.
Hey, Erica, wanna...
No, you're coming
okay.
through.
If I move a little closer.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Erica.
How am I sounding?
You sound really nice.
Thanks, Will.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, you just came from a... awesome concert, right?
Yeah, but that's boring. We don't want to talk about concerts on here. We can just play the music. Why hear my horrible
illegal.
Review of it?
When well, I want to hear what you had to say about it.
Yeah, it was good. The drummer was up front, and that's weird for the lead singer to be doing it. It's really hard. They were all wearing suits, all real proper looking gents.
Where was it?
It was at the Royale, which is where Winter Ball Winterfest, the tough
something,
thing was last year.
Oh, is that like in... That's not the one in Harvard.
No, it's like deep Boston.
It's like in the city.
Deep Boston.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah.
We don't even know.
That's where we saw
the
same hotel.
The land only accessible by Uber.
Isn't that where we saw the same hotel?
Maybe. I think Erica brings up a good point here.
What?
Which is?
We don't actually know what concert you're talking about.
That's true.
Yeah.
And neither do the 15 listeners.
Yeah.
Also, let me just say that the listener thing is counting in thousands. So 15,000 listeners.
Wow. Yeah, well, that changes everything.
Hi, everyone.
Then who's the most popular artist? Because that's who I saw.
It's me. I'm the most popular artist.
So it was Whitney, Ryan?
No, it was Shawn Mendes. X Ariana Grande. X your favorite. Nas. X Lil.
You mean the X is like featuring or
yeah,
like time?
Yeah, featuring.
With. Times.
Featuring the New York Times New Roman 12.
Wow. Okay. Well, Ryan's just spewing nonsense, so we'll go on to the next song. This is a request from Will, who is in the studio with us.
Yeah.
We took it upon ourselves
to just
really
short
invite
today.
Him in. Here is I'm Your Dog from Joy Again.
From Will.
From Will.
From Joy Again.
From Joy Again first, from Will.
To
second.
Will, actually. To Will, actually, yeah. Of Will.
Do you remember how I held your hand in December? Did you forget it? Throw it out with such resentment.
finally reach out to me.
Broken wings. go blind, will you keep in mind? I had fun, I got it all, endorphins.
Should we go over what we just heard?
Yeah, talk us through it.
Okay, maybe I will.
Yeah.
So right after we last met, we heard I'm Your Dog by Joy Again, which we introduced. That was Will's song.
Of course.
And then we listened to Keeping Tabs by Ryan. What is it? Cuco?
Cuco.
Cuco.
So nice. So fun.
Oh, my gosh. And then Erica suggested Hand Solo.
By Marika Hackman.
Which is a Star Wars themed song.
You guys should have been
is
there.
Is it?
Hand Solo.
Oh.
Well. And now this is Sunspat by MFA.
Sunspat.
MFA.
I just like all the horns because
this is
sick.
Closer by the Chainsmokers horn version.
Yeah, it could be that. Okay, so I wanted to just designate this portion of the show. We're very busy.
Yeah, we got a lot of projects.
And I just think this is the platform to just plug what we have going on.
I mean, Caleb's been talking for a long, long time. He's got a lot to say.
I think I'll give the floor over to Ryan. You've been talking you've been talking about your just your passion project for so long.
Yeah, my passion project is podcasts, you know about them, right?
Of course.
They're huge.
Yeah, we love them.
Everyone's on this app, this podcast app. They've got them all.
Yep.
It's Malcolm Gladwell, you know, Conan O'Brien, what have you.
Right.
The worst thing about it, though, that happened so long ago. Every time you hear a podcast, that could have been recorded like 2-3 years ago.
Yep.
Hear me out. Okay.
I'm hearing you.
Live podcasts.
Whoa. Wow.
Okay, but wait.
A talk show.
Okay, so also another problem with podcasts, you can't use music with royalties.
Right.
So you can't play the music that you like to listen to. You can only play like dumb YouTube garbage. Okay, so
a talk show with a house band.
So a live podcast with your music that you like to listen to on it.
It's
and then you like talk in between it. In between the songs.
I see where we're going.
And then you like talk in between the songs.
Oh, you did this already.
Wait, okay, and then so instead of a name, it's a number. And then instead of an app, it's a car.
Oh, well, now you've lost me.
Well, you go to the app to get the podcast.
Uh-huh.
So in my version, you go to your car to get the live ones.
You know what Ryan said to me today?
What did I say to you?
And I say this out of love. But Ryan said to me, when in doubt, go meta.
And he just did that there.
And man, does he live what he preaches.
That's right.
Okay, so Will, you've also, gosh, I've just literally have heard so much about
what
you're working on.
Well, my time has really been sucked up by these floating libraries. And it's really been...
Clouds?
No, boats.
Oh.
Oh, well, that was it.
Yeah, I mean,
I was honestly going where you were going.
People take cruises.
In the sky. Yeah. You were going there too?
I was going to the sky.
Cool. No. You're on a cruise, but cruises are full of capitalism and merchandise and spending. But what if.
Can you hear Will? No, I can hear.
Okay.
I can hear Will. I hear Will all the time.
Sorry to keep
rolling
on.
No, it's good. It's good. It's just, I know, it's genius, so it's intimidating.
Yeah, it is. Just want to cut you off.
What about intellectuals on a cruise ship? They want books to read. They want films to watch. But
of course.
Well, I didn't know you were sapiosexual. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's coming out.
Thanks for being so accepting, Erica.
Yeah,
anyway.
It wasn't really supportive. It was more of a fact. More of a statement.
Okay, well, thanks for being supportive with your statement.
She actually looked at me when she said it, so it wasn't that supportive. Wish she could see this.
Wish you could see this. Been there before, I'll be there again.
Okay, so you're talking about putting books on boats.
Well, yeah, putting books on boats, but where do you find that many books? They're all already in libraries.
Uh-huh.
So we've been crowdsourcing thousands of brand new, exciting, up-and-coming authors to write books and film movies for these ships, and it's so exciting.
Wow.
And I'm excited to actually offer a sweepstakes to only my fellow hosts in the studio with me.
Oh my god, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, wow. So, you know, $20 entrance fee
to
the raffle.
But there's only four. Are you in it?
Well, I got a question.
And
well,
if you win...
I have a question.
Ryan's hand is
right. He has a question.
Okay,
if books are like a way to get a world away, why would I also need to get on a cruise ship, which is another way to get a world away? That seems too redundant.
Mm. Then you're two worlds away. Can you do math?
I can't get home.
I feel like you just can't do math.
Yeah.
Ryan can't do math.
You. One world away and then another world away.
Do you know how big a world is?
Yeah. You're just going to be so far away that's going to be sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
It seems like Erica has the floor. Erica, you have been rambling on and on about this thing, this project, your passion project. You finally just got the grant money for.
Yeah, I did. So it all comes back to this. Actually, it was a dream I had.
Uh-huh.
And they said in the dream, we're unveiling a new fruit.
Oh.
And I'd just like you guys to think about the fruit that you've had recently and just think about how it's the same. The same fruits.
Not enough blue ones.
There's not enough blue ones, and it's all the same.
Right.
The blue ones, what is it, blueberries?
Blueberries.
And they put it in the name. They're so little.
They put it in the name. They're so uncreative, and the only one that exists is blueberry. We just, we need so much more variety. It's, really a pressing issue to me, and so I'm just really excited. We're going to unveil a new fruit. We just got the grant money.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Watch out.
Can we get a hint on the name?
What is it?
So the name is going to come from the color, because we don't want to, interrupt the other fruits that exist.
Sure.
And the color is actually under wraps.
Okay.
I'm under NDA on the color, so therefore I'm also under NDA on the name.
But you know, like oranges, you know they do that, right?
So the idea is we don't want to...
There's they got all the licenses down on that, so I don't know if you guys...
There are a couple colors left over. I don't want you to go researching, because then you'll find out too much, but there are some colors left over.
I eat my greens, too. I mean, that's another... Yeah,
you know what I'm hearing?
What's left?
I'm hearing purples.
Purples.
I don't want to say... I don't want to put you in an awkward position.
Well, Caleb actually...
And, you know, I just can't speak any further on this. I don't want to get in trouble by the authorities.
The producers, sure.
The producers, the unveilers. We're unveiling any fruit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very excited.
I'm very...
Thank
wow.
you. No, yeah, it's going to be like a really big...
Can you
for
tell us just one sort of personal question? What's the best time of... What's going to be like the time of year that you would harvest this fruit?
Oh, nighttime for sure.
Nighttime of year.
Well, it's in Alaska, so that's half the year.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So just those winter months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alaskan night.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You've seen that movie.
You've seen that candle.
We've all seen that movie.
Sure. Wow. Well, it looks seems like you guys are.
Yeah. And my other plan is just insider trading, so I'm just gonna.
That's
be
the old
over.
News.
That's my other.
That's
project.
All you ever talk about
yeah,
on here.
So.
All right. Well, when we come back.
Buy Wingstop.
We'll hear about Ryan's poor financial situation.
Yeah.
And plan to evade the authorities.
Short subway.
Goodbye.
Bye.
met you in the science quad. You asked if I had any pot. We're going up to Mikey's spot. Covering important ground. I tried cocaine at my cousin's house. Yeah, I'm probably addicted now. The things that children lie about. I didn't notice it was getting late. You offered me a place to stay. We live up in the Palisades. Tell your folks you ran away. Besides, you're a North Sider now. Nothing's going to change it, pal. We were so pretentious then. Didn't trust the government. Said that we were communists and thought that we invented it. Morrissey apologists, amateur psychologists, serial monogamists, we went to different colleges. But you said that we would always be branches on the same old tree, reaching away from each other for eternity. And you know I can't argue with that. Nothing's going to change it now. Working in the smoothie shop, but I couldn't get the weekend off. She told me I was getting soft. I read an article about the accident, probably reaching for cigarettes, and missed the brake lights up ahead. I hope it was an instant death. Sometimes I imagine us way down the line, getting fat somewhere in the countryside. It's crazy how things shake out sometimes. But maybe that's enough magic for me. Nothing's going to change it now.
7, Monte Carlo. That's not push to start, that's just turn and go. I can't take the bar, makes me paranoid. So I take the car just to check my tunes. Last time all the bouncers, they weren't coming through. Last time had too many people in the store. Down East Bay really get the heat. I'll be giving them all my energy. I float away. Landed in the East Bay. Uber messed up everything. Driver canceled on me. I can't take another train. Oh no. East LA just came from the city. I'm done with the bridges. I made enough to live with. Pick me up in a 1997 Monte Carlo. That's not push to start, that's just turn and go. I can't take the bar, makes me paranoid. So I take the car just to check the tunes.
I want somebody, so like the body. Somebody, so like the body.
everyone. It's at this point in the night, it's time for a PSA. This one is going to be about organ donation, because I know we're all getting close to that time where we have to decide whether or not we're going to take out our own livers, so might as well think about it now. Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you to heaven anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency, locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you at all times, just in case you die. They have to know that you're willing to donate your organs. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advance directives, will and living will. That's to you, Will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And remember, you're minutes away from dying, so donate your organs.
Catch a heifer lump, sip with me on a muddy clump. We'll sing a song of days gone by. Run along now, don't be glum. Get you gone now, have some fun. Don't be long for the end is nigh. Don't let moments pass along and waste before your eyes. Watch with me. Come with me in the slidey toes and never ask us why. Come along now. Run away from the humdrum. We'll go to a place that is safe from greed, anger and boredom. We'll dance and sing till sundown and feast with abandon. We'll sleep when the morning comes and we'll rise by the sound of the bird song. Slows down and the sunbeams fade away. Keeping time by a pendulum as the fabric starts to fray. There's no such thing as time to kill, nor time to throw away. So once for the bright sky, twice for the pigsty, thrice for another day. Come along now. Run away from the humdrum. We'll go to a place that is safe from greed, anger and boredom. We'll dance and sing till sundown and feast with abandon. We'll sleep when the morning comes and we'll rise by the sound of the bird song. Come with me, catch a rare type specimen. Cuddle up with a hesitant skeleton. We'll break our fast with friends. Once we're fed, we shall disappear rapidly. Many moons to the west of here and happily. Our journey never ends. Shut your ears when sirens sing. Tie armbands to listen up and you won't go wrong again. Float along on a verseless song and then get to where the two ends meet. Come along now. Run away from the humdrum. We'll go to a place that is safe from greed, anger and boredom. We'll dance and sing till sundown and feast with abandon. We'll sleep when the morning comes and we'll rise by the sound of the bird song.
get over what happened. Oh, that summer, don't need you.
Wonderful PSA from Erica.
Was she? I mean, I'm gonna be an organ donor. In fact, I've already donated a kidney.
Yeah, my organs are actually gone. I convinced myself so hard.
Well, I'll remind you, for anyone just tuning in for the last 10 minutes, this is I Wish You Could See This, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I wish you could see this.
I wish you could. Ryan turned all the lights off.
It's so dark.
It's beautiful in here.
Caleb can't read.
I can't.
The real secrets
come out.
Just
a wash of sound.
Very soapy.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this. Just.
Nice, Erica. Yeah, we're washing in the sound of soap. The soap of sound.
Guys, I have a gripe.
Give us your gripe.
You know what's the worst feeling?
What?
Buying something you'd need to just for the most essential like process of living, like toothpaste.
I have to buy toothpaste and I've been putting it off for weeks.
But the fact that you have to, the fact that toothpaste isn't just given to you as an amenity for life.
Wait a second, hang on. What the hell did you just say?
Hit the soundboard. Bump, bump, bump.
I mean,
it's my face.
Your toothpaste, and is that your Irish Spring body wash?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, I've been using whoever's that
is. My toothpaste I keep in my room.
Oh, well, then it's not your toothpaste.
Great.
And I also keep my toothpaste in Caleb's room.
I've been using Jack's toiletries.
You're a thief on air.
Thief of love.
Everyone knows now, and the FCC is on their way.
Hey, Will.
Yeah, right?
Hey, Will, I thought that was yours, and I've also been stealing it.
What, the toothpaste or that?
The body wash.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no.
Really?
I'm going to buy him another one.
Whose is it? I don't. Is it actually?
I keep everything in my room.
Why do you do that, Caleb?
This not a perfect example?
Caleb, you're a smart guy.
Confession hour.
Yeah, okay, let's
go. 2 minutes only.
I have some music going that could be good confession music.
Oh, yeah? That's Caleb, what was the worst thing you've done this week? Who did you hurt most this week and how? In like a cute way.
Honestly? And I'll be honest about this.
Yeah, be honest, please.
It was me.
Oh, no.
I've been letting myself down in so many ways.
This is so intense.
I didn't want to say this on air, but Ryan?
Yeah, dude.
Hand me your torch.
Is this what the music's from?
No. I mean that in a way of friendship, Ryan.
Yeah.
Hand me your friendship torch.
Okay.
We can't be friends anymore.
Oh.
and I'll tell you why.
If I'm handing you my friendship torch, it kind of sounds like I'm inviting you into
my... Sorry, confusing. You're handing me your friendship torch so I can put it out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The tribe has spoken.
Am I not in that anymore?
In
do
this
I not
game,
get a say?
Fire represents your life. When your fire is out, so are you.
So are
like
you.
Charmander's tail.
No, it's exactly like Charmander's tail. It's actually like Survivor on
CBS. That's where it came from.
It's like Charmander's tail. Which
are you a Survivor fan, Erica?
I love Survivor.
I don't think I need that about you. I also love Survivor.
Oh my god, can we talk about this later?
Yeah, because this music is too dramatic.
I could talk about The Bachelorette.
The Bachelorette? How could you bring that up?
Excuse me?
How could you bring that up right now?
Guys, where's the line of like an item you have to buy but you're cool with doing
God,
it?
God, your brain works in ways that are different than a normal person.
Yeah, why you're like, I'm not gonna talk about what they're all talking about. I'm gonna just say these 10 words together.
Wait, what are you guys saying
over
there?
If they happen to make a sentence, then we are all blessed.
Well, Ryan, you wanna toss that out in the last 45 seconds?
Yeah, whatever. I'll do anything. You guys don't seem to like how things are going over here in Ryan's
corner. No, we like it.
No,
Ryan,
love Ryan.
In all honesty,
yeah.
Give me your torch again. Like, the now torch that has been put out. I'm going to relight it.
Turn this music down.
I'm relighting your torch, okay. Ryan.
Yeah, thank you. I was waiting for that.
Ow! Wow, I wish you could see this.
So we have fire in the studio.
Don't say that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
It is wet in here.
Not that either. It's just the same
just
as it was
it's
when we came in.
Temperate in here. all right, so we're coming down to the last 5 minutes. This dramatic music has been fun.
Play the fun song.
It's getting there. But Ryan queued up a fun dancing song. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. We had Erica as a special guest. She's welcome anytime.
Thanks.
And encouraged to come anytime. That
I have so swipe nice access now.
Ryan has swipe access now.
So I'll be on
every
show.
It's a good
already.
Day.
I'll just sneak up on you guys.
You should, because honestly, our show will be worse without you.
Wait, Erica, you have swipe access?
Yeah, dude.
How?
All right.
Observer.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you the same time next week for the first hour of Thursday. Hope you enjoyed it.
Hope you enjoyed
it. I'm so done.
I wish
I'm
you could
done,
see this.
Done, I'm so done.
So I hold on, I, oh I. myself.